From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this local news update. The Alaska Federation of Natives Convention takes place each year shortly after permanent fund dividends are distributed, and plenty of that money gets spent in Anchorage or Fairbanks, depending on where the convention is held. Governor Bill Walker addressed the convention Thursday morning in Fairbanks. He focused his comments mostly on the state of Alaska's budget deficit and his decision to cut this year's dividend by about half. He told the crowd that the state is drawing on its reserve at a rate of nearly $12 million per day.
I cannot describe to you adequately how difficult of a time this has been to be serving as governor. The decisions I've had to make have been so painful and so painful that I can't adequately describe.
Walker also made a brief reference to the state's 10-student threshold for full school funding and pointed to new education commissioner Michael Johnson, who was in the audience.
The most important number in education is one. One student. Every one student deserves the best education in Alaska, not based upon a number. And we've got the Commissioner of Education who's going to do that. You're going to love what he's going to do in that position.
Walker did not elaborate on what changes may be on the horizon for the Department of Education. More information from the department was not immediately available. Juneau police found an explosive device inside an impounded car being prepared for auction. Police spokeswoman Erin Kalwara says a disposal team destroyed the explosive on Tuesday.
We're not sure exactly who the property in the vehicle belonged to, but there doesn't appear to be any nefarious attempts or anything of significance we need to be concerned about with that particular device.
She says the device consisted of a seal bomb and other homemade explosive materials. Kalwara would not disclose who owned the impounded car. She says the department typically only discloses names when someone is arrested or given a citation. A new resource for Alaska Native and American Indian victims of domestic violence and sexual assault will be available in January. Tracy Goodluck from the Office of Intergovernmental Affairs at the White House announced the Strong Hearts Helpline on Thursday at the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention in Fairbanks.
The new helpline will provide culturally and linguistically appropriate services by and for Native women and will assist American Indian and Alaska Native survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault with safety planning, emotional support, and referrals to local resources.
The helpline is a collaboration between the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center and the National Domestic Violence Hotline, and scheduled to launch January 4th. Joe Nelson, a Sea Alaska Corporation board member and vice chancellor of the University of Alaska Southeast, was nominated by the Southeast Regional Native Corporation for a leadership position on the Alaska Federation of Natives board. Co-chair Jerry Isaac announced early on the first day of the 2016 convention in Fairbanks that he would not seek another term. AFN delegates are expected to elect a new board co-chair Saturday.